Hey everyone, welcome to the Network Automation Journey Podcast. This is a podcast that talks about the journey of a person going through learning and exploring network automation. So today I was thinking about, actually I'm thinking about this for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, the definition of what a controller is. And it occurred to me that the definition of a controller was different about 15 years ago than it is today. So about 10, 15 years ago, we started to see the rise of the idea that we would have these centralized forwarding decision controllers, like OpenFlow controllers. And there was a couple products that came out around that time where that was the dawn of the software-defined networking era. We're talking about software-defined networking. And one of the, you know, there was never really a solid definition of what software-defined networking was. But one of the concepts that was very common in software-defined networking, what a lot of companies at the time were moving towards, was going to be having a centralized controller that was going to make the forwarding decisions. So with something like an OpenFlow controller, you would have a bunch of network devices, routers, switches, whatever, and they wouldn't run their own routing protocols. They would get all of their forwarding instructions directly from a centralized controller. The routing protocols would terminate at that centralized controller. The centralized controller would make the forwarding decisions. Sometimes that would meant, or oftentimes that would mean that the first packet in a flow would have to go up to the controller for it to decide. And oftentimes it would never go back into the data plane. It would just have to go back into the control plane. So a decision could be made. I think that was one of the drawbacks about that approach. I don't know if that was required for everything, but the forwarding decisions were all made centrally. So if whether you had 20 switches or 100 switches, everything would be made in one place. And then the programming table, the forwarding tables would be programmed from that central location. Probably the most common one was Big Cloud Fabric, so BCF, which is now the Converged Cloud Fabric from Arista. And that used OpenFlow and still uses OpenFlow today. And that's that approach there. The controller, you don't do any configuration on the switches. They get their marching orders from the centralized controller. So we were talking a lot about these type of controllers back in the like early 2010s. So maybe the late 2000s, but certainly the early 2010s. And they all just kind of like fell off the face of the earth. OpenFlow is not really a commonly used protocol anymore. I see it sporadically here and there. Like Arista's DANZ Monitoring Fabric uses it. Converged Cloud Fabric uses it. But most of the major data center implementations, the campus implementations, don't use anything like OpenFlow. They went back to the traditional model where we had distributed forwarding decisions. So every router and switch ran its own protocols. It ran its own spanning tree, ran its own OSPF, BGP. So everything ran on the local nodes. And if you were peering with a network, you were peering with that local, with that leaf and not the controller. But today we still have controllers, but they do a different thing than we were talking about in the early 2010s. And that's their configuration controllers. So they control the configuration state. I've talked about the different configuration states before, or the different states of a network device. You have the configuration state that will inform the operational state. The operational state is what routing protocols and what's their states, what are the neighbors, what are the routes learned, etc. And then we have the forwarding state, and that's what actually gets programmed into the hardware if it's a hardware device, or at least programmed into the hash tables of a software device. Hash tables are kind of like a way to forward as fast as you can. So you don't want to have to do like an old fashioned lookup in a forwarding in a routing table on a software device. Anyway, that's going down a little bit of a rabbit hole there. But the thing is that we've got these forwarding devices, or that we've got these centralized controllers that manage the configuration versus the forwarding state. So what these centralized controllers do is they generate the configurations and they push the configurations. And we're influencing the configuration state, which will then influence the operational state, which will then influence the forwarding state. Whereas the older OpenFlow style controllers, the controller would be not only the configuration state, but would also be the operational state and would influence the controller state. There are, so OpenFlow is, the support is going down. I think Arista recently, with one of the releases, dropped support for OpenFlow because I think no one was using it. One of the ones that I've seen is gRibby, using gRPC with to influence the rib of a device. But even that I don't really see used very much. What all the modern controllers today are doing configuration state controlling. They're not doing forwarding state controlling. So I guess, yeah, to sum it up, we have two different types of controllers. Early on in the 2010s, when network automation, when we really started to think about network automation in earnest, one of the first approaches, which has fallen by the wayside, was the operational controller, where it was making forwarding decisions for every node in that it was controlling. And instead, we've moved today to the configuration state controller, and that's what we do today. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening.